Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. This is Brian Thomas calling over from www.goforgold.lk. I'm also joined by my co-host Luckett Pierce as we bring you all the latest news, including some controversies this morning on our podcast. The Royal College rugby team in the second leg of the 80th Bradby Shield has come under the pump because lots of footage show that they had played unclean rugby. And this is going to be taken up very shortly because the traditions of rugby, especially the Bradby Shield, has over 80 long years, and the behavior of the Royal players on the field during the second leg at Palekele Stadium was appalling. So there's going to be some disciplinary inquiries that will come in, and some players from the Royal outfit will be called in for inquiry. That's purely they did not play the spirit of the game, which is a prerequisite. Nevertheless, Trinity College were far superior. They beat Royal 4 games on the trot 2026. Speaking to a few experts, they stated that Royal should realize that they played against a much better, a better skillful team than them, and defeat is part and parcel of rugby, or for that matter, any sport. So we'll keep our eyes focused on that story that's developing. I also want to make mention that on Facebook today, there'll be a special interview and a write-up on the victorious Trinity College coach Fazil Marja, and please expect that during the course of the day. We look forward to that. A very interesting article coming up in which Fazil Marja says basically the success of Trinity was a corporate effort. Now let's quickly move on to cricket. The third T20, Zimbabwe versus India. India have not only won the third T20 but also the series by 3-0. The main scores: India batting first, 192 for 5, Surya Vanshi 81, Ishan Kishan 29, Shehzad 27, and Rinku Singh 25. Brad Evans for Zimbabwe took 2 for 41. Zimbabwe in reply, 157 for the loss of 7 wickets. Ryan Burl did well to score 54, Madhava 28. The bowling is Yadav 3 for 29 and Thakur 2 for 95. So well played, India. They dished out a whitewash to the home team by 3-0. Now up in Dambulla, LPL, Jaffna Kings beat Kandy Royals comprehensively by a big score of 93 runs. Jaffna Kings batting first, 199 for 4. Kamil Mishra 78. Avishka Fernando 68. Ridoy, the Bangladeshi, made 35. Shaheen Shah Afridi, 3 for 27. Kandy Royals, very poor batting, bowled out in the 19th over, just for 106 runs. Lahir Udara was the only batter who impressed. He made 54. Mohammad Shiraz, 3 for 18. And Will Lalage, 3 for 21. We wrap up our sports today with news from the West Indies. Where West Indies overnight 194 for the loss of 4 wickets in their first test against Pakistan went on to be bowled out for 311. Hodge, who was unbeaten on 82, sadly lost his wicket for 84. Shai Hope, who was unbeaten on 39, went on to score 92. That was a feature. Mohammad Ali for Pakistan, 4 for 50. Mohammad Abbas, 3 for 63. And Shahzad 2 for 66. Pakistan a strong reply at close of play at the end of day 2, 199 runs for the loss of 3 wickets. Shan Masood is batting on 89, and Inam ul Haq, the right hand opener, congratulations, he made 63 runs. Well, that's about wraps up our show for today. I know it's a very quick turnaround. But don't forget the Fazil Marja special interview that will come on Facebook as well. And we'll also keep you posted about the latest controversy where Royal players have been pulled up and we'll most probably have an official inquiry coming up. That's about it from me, Brian Thomas. I'm signing off, and I hope you'll have a blessed Monday and a great week ahead. Spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.